FM. Time to talk with John Taylor of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith as we look at a new development in the area. A carbon plant in the Ozark area is expanding by $26 million. And John, that's some good news for our area.
It really is. And probably, unless you go to Ozark, you're probably not even aware that plant's there. It's been there for probably two decades. Great steady employer. And they complimented the workforce, said that's what they were investing in. So more good news for our area. And segueing into that, this is Thursday morning, so every Thursday morning we talk about initial claims for unemployment benefits, and it's been a real lightning rod lately to see how the economy's doing. Number this morning, pretty good, 352,000 last week filing for unemployment for the first time. That's only up 4,000 over the previous week, and slightly below expectations. It's helping Dow Futures this morning, and they could use some help because we got hammered again in the market yesterday, and for the week, the Dow's down about 260 points. At one time yesterday, the Dow was down almost 200 points, rallied, closed down 138. And we've got a lot of earnings to talk about this morning. I'm going to try to go through those quickly. And then after the market closes today, we have, we'd call it a trifecta of technology stocks, Google, Microsoft, and IBM all reporting in the technology sector. But one of the things you might want to keep your eye on this morning, we know what's been happening with gold prices, how volatile that's been, how there's been a collapse in gold and silver prices. But a real barometer, experts say, if you want to know what's happening globally, is what's happening with copper. And, of course, copper is a very important component, including here in our listing area, Baldor and others using that. Experts say copper has broken a key support level, indicating there's going to be more selling. They say it may look like gold before it's over with. Weaker expected demand from China and other places. In fact, one expert says, quote, the world economy looks like it's slowing down. You can talk all you want to about the whipsaw of gold, but all these commodities are telling us that China and the rest of the world is slowing down, so copper being one of those barometers. Some of the companies reporting this morning to give us some insight. PepsiCo reporting numbers that are slightly better than Wall Street is expecting. But to show how interconnected we are in this global economy, the numbers would have been much better. But they had a significant devaluation of their Venezuelan assets. We know there was just a very important election there because of the devaluation of Venezuelan currency. They did report some strong gains in Frito-Lay sales numbers in North America, and they managed to beat Wall Street's expectations even though they had to devaluation because of the Venezuelan currency. AutoNation, that's the country's largest auto dealer, reporting numbers that are better than expected, saying strong increases in both new and used car sales. Net profit up 14%. They say new car sales up 9%, used car sales up 10%, and they are expecting the rest of the year to look strong also, raising the forecast for total sales for autos this year to above 15 million. Verizon reporting this morning a good number in terms of they beat Wall Street's expectations on their net. They said they added 677,000 new retail subscribers to Verizon Wireless. That, of course, is their joint venture with Vodafone. And one last company to look at, United Health. This is the nation's largest health insurer. Their profit dropped 14%. They still managed to beat Wall Street by a slight amount. But they point out that one of the things that really just hammered them was an increase in medical costs, which, of course, is their largest expense, being a health care insurer. They say that medical costs rose 13% in the quarter just ended. So not all as well as we make this migration into this new health care model that we're in.
Yeah, we're going to learn more about it, I think, eventually. But, John, as you mentioned with this company in Ozark, one that's kind of under the radar, just operating and going along, we don't seem to notice these companies as much as we probably should until we hear maybe they've decided to leave. So I think we're kind of like soldiers. We ought to say, hey, thanks for being here.
Absolutely. We spend so much time trying to recruit new employers, and that's great, but we also need to recognize the ones we already have.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can visit with him right there, or you can call him 479-782-2527 or email John at johntaylor@sternagee.com.